When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So the Federal Reserve is meeting tomorrow. What are they going to do? What projections are they going to provide us? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, because the Federal Reserve is meeting tomorrow. So I want to educate you guys on what they're going to do and what our expectations are of the future guidance from the Federal Reserve. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report two times a day and inform you guys what's going on with these things. The reason being is I work at a federal bank that makes me federally licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking for a mortgage, I'd love to help you. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Well, the Federal Reserve, they're meeting tomorrow. What are they going to do? Well, let's get over to it. I broke down this. There was an interesting article right through here on Morningstar, kind of giving us what to expect at the Federal Reserve's next meeting. Well, that next meeting is tomorrow. So what I did is I moved this date over to ChatGPT, and I wanted to summarize it for you. So let's get over what to expect at the meeting from the Federal Reserve tomorrow, what their outlook is, and then I'm going to give you current economic situations that's going on right now that might skew these numbers just a little bit. So let's get to it. So here's what we're seeing tomorrow. The Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they expected to do? Well, let's go over where they currently are. So currently, the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5. And I can show you that right through here. This is the economy at a glance, and I have the description down below. These are the things the Federal Reserve monitors. And I'll get my head out of the way here for a second. Then follow the PCE, the inflation, the unemployment rate, which just came in, and the GDP, which also just came in, and this thing just fell off a cliff. So here's the numbers that they're looking at. In PCE, the inflation number is at 2.3. They want this at 2, so it's coming down and coming down gradually. The unemployment rate, they were shocked that it didn't spike up, but the unemployment rate keeps ticking down a little bit. But we have GDP basically falling off a cliff. So because this GDP number went negative, a lot of people now are saying is a recession upon us. So that's another piece of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve needs to monitor. So let's get over to this and kind of just caption where the Federal Reserve is now, what are they expected to do? So right now, the Federal Reserve, I'll be the spoiler alert. They're not going to do anything at the next meeting. So let me show you this right through here. Here's the Federal Reserve. They're meeting in one day. Here's the expectations. There's a 96% chance they're not going to do anything because the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. Well, even at the June meeting, they're not expected to do anything because there's a 68% chance that they're going to hold rates right where they are. Then from there, I don't really care what's going on from there because we don't. A lot of things are going to change between now and then. So let's get back to this. All right. While prior projections suggested the rates cuts in 2025, persistent inflation and economic uncertainty have delayed that move. Persistent inflation, we all know about that, and the tariffs, they're creating the uncertain economic situation that we have. The Federal Reserve is just going to be on a wait-and-see pattern because they're going to come back and say, okay, we have inflation. Inflation's coming down like we've noticed here on the economy at a glance, but it's still not to where we want it to be. But what are tariffs going to do? So the tariff thing is that now the biggest dilemma that the Federal Reserve has to worry about. Conflicts of economic signals. Okay, inflation remains above target, driven by housing, services, and energy. Well, the housing data just came in the other day, and it's 7% lower than where it was the previous year. So this is a lagging effect for a lot of the data that the Federal Reserve monitors. So the housing data is down dramatically. You also have energy down since the beginning of the year, about 20%. So we have two of these components just plummeting. At the same time, consumer spending is softening. Well, it couldn't really get much worse than we did during the pandemic when spending was crazy. But the concern now is, what's businesses going to do? So are they going to start slowing down? Thus, then the labor market might, you know, take a hit there. So everybody's been coming out now saying, okay, we're going to monitor the jobs market. So once you start seeing the jobs market deteriorate, that's when the Federal Reserve is going to basically be forced to step in and cut rates. Risk of holding rates too high? Well, it could trigger a recession. Okay, is a recession bad? I did a video yesterday. Recession is not always bad for real estate. In most cases, real estate kind of stays stagnant and rates come down. So that's a good news there. But premature rate cuts could have an inflationary rebound. So that's what the Federal Reserve is monitoring right now. They're saying with all these tariffs, we don't know what's going to happen. Market and rate cut expectations. Well, some analysts are coming in saying, well, they're going to cut in July and September. But then we had PIMCO coming in yesterday, and they're saying, well, it's not really going to happen probably till September or December. So a lot of odds here on when the rates are going to be cut and how much. Okay, so that's what we're seeing there. And then political pressure. You see President Trump battling Jerome Powell saying, you know, we're bringing down the 10-year treasury dramatically. You know, a lot of people thought it would hit 5%. It went down to 4.3. It actually was in 3.98 last week at some point, and then it's popped up since then. But you know, he's saying you on the front end of the yield curve, the Treasury has to do something, or the Federal Reserve has to do something. So here's the current yield curve we have. This is what we call, it's not completely inverted, but it's not a good signal. Okay, when you have short term rates, so like a 1 month yield is yielding 4.38. That's crazy. And a 30-year is averaging 4.8. Usually, this is what you see in a normal yield curve. So if you ever took economics, this is a yield curve. You have basically zero interest rates up front and higher yields on the back end. But this is what's causing the dilemma. So what happens? Why is there an inverted yield curve? What causes an inverted yield curve? Let's get over to here. What causes it are the main concerns: recession, and we just saw that there. Credit tightening by the banks, which we're seeing as well. Investor sentiment. You see the market's moving. You know, what's it doing today? The market's what? Down? Oh, down, only down 200. It was down 300 or 400 just a little bit ago. So we're seeing that right through there. And then business impact. This impacts banks a lot because what banks do is they lend money with short-term money, and they lend it long term, so they get this interest rate spread. Well, the interest rate spread between these isn't very much, but if you look at the interest rate spread between this, between here and there, big yields. So this is also affecting banks' earnings, and then that's basically it for there. So that's where the president's coming in saying, okay, Mr. Fed, you need to cut the short-term rates to bring these rates down. But Mr. Fed is saying, I'm not going to do anything until we figure out what tariffs are going to do. So that is basically what's the dilemma is on the background. So short-term, Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. Midterm, it's going to depend on what the tariffs come out to be, as well as the employment numbers. So we're going to come in daily and give you the data that's coming in, and you're going to have to react kind of quickly. So between now and the end of May, as a lot of these tariff deals come in, the markets are going to be completely volatile. So my short-term thoughts on a lot of things is, you know, if rates, you can get a rate below 7, lock it in, you know, because the volatility. But let's say you locked in, then rates went down, or how do you check rates on a daily basis? Well, the biggest thing that I could suggest you do is just go to the rate update. So this is me. Okay. I have a slogan, one application, one credit pool, where shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now here's what we truly do in the background. You could scroll down to from our website. I work at a federal bank. Okay. But we're also set up with 33 other banks. And why did we do that? Well, it's to serve you guys. Because we know when you're out there looking to buy a house or refinance, you're going to call 3, 4, 5 different companies to get quotes. I wonder if we could just do this for you. So if you go to our website, and if you're a current homeowner, you can click our Rate Watch tool. What this does is you're going to fill in your information, where your rate is, and what rate would you like for us to call you in regards to refinancing. And you just fill in your information right here. What happens is I handle this myself. We don't sell the data. I have an Excel spreadsheet that I work with on this. That's not what I really do. And I'll call you as soon as the rate hits where you want it to be. But let's say, you're looking to buy your first house, or you're a veteran, or you're trying to say, okay, how can I increase my credit scores? I got over 3,000 videos on my YouTube channel. But if you go to therateupdate.com, we have 7 of them right here on our website. So check these out, as well as over 3,000 videos I have on YouTube as well. So thanks for watching for today. Mortgage rates, I they're going to stay stagnant for today unless something really weird happens. But we're going to be prepared for what happens tomorrow and what the Federal Reserve comes out. And the biggest news we want to know is what their future guidance is and why. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. If you need my help, I'd love to be able to assist you. Go to therateupdate.com. Other than that, I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Bye-bye.